Reuben. I'm nervous.
Don't be, Pollyann. Don't be. You're doing great. You look fit to eat.
Do I? Well, you look divine yourself, Blackberry Pie.
Hush. Here they come.
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Beverly! Hello! Hello! Hello, ma'am. Oh, now, don't call me that now. Call me Polly. Polly the parrot, you're not working today. I'm the hot Tupperware hostess. I'm the one that has to do all the slaving. Ain't that right, Granny Leward? Is this your little old granny?
Yes, it is, Pollyann. Much obliged.
Oh, now, I'm the one who's much obliged. Oh, look at all these grandkids. Ain't they the cutest?
Those are Beverly grandkids. They're my great-great-great-grandkids.
Oh, yeah, I know. Beverly told me all about it. Hello? Hello? Y'all like banana pudding with the Bisco wafers on top?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know you do, because your granny, Beverly, made it last night for the party. Hee-hee. Why don't you just run over there? There's spoons and plates. Just help yourself. Hee-hee. Mrs. Leward, you know Mr. Clay.
Oben Scott.
Della, I sure am glad you came.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't miss the first interracialist Tupperware party in Loudoun, Fairfax County for anything in the world. You know I was the first Negro woman in two counties to board. Ain't that the truth, Beverly?
That's the truth, and she ain't never gonna let anyone forget it. Pollyann, these here are my uncles. They're down visiting from up north, from New York. This here is Freddie's daddy's brother on the Tynes side of the family. This here is Sammy Tynes. Oh, Rolly. Welcome. And this here is Oliver Shields and Norbert Gates. Now, if their names sound familiar to you, that's because they should, because they're musicians. They'd made quite a name for themselves in jazz.
Oh, Rolly. There she goes, bragging on us again.
I know it. Well, I don't mind. She can brag on me all she likes.
Well, what a real honest-to-goodness honor it is to have you all here on my little old front lawn. We're having the party right here on the front lawn for all of Middleburg to see. Hee-hee. Now, let me get this straight. You're all Beverly's uncles?
Oh, no, Rolly. I'm her uncle. It's just I'd known these other two gentlemen for such an extended time period. The little Beverly here can't tell the one from the other. So she just refers to us in a package as her uncles.
Oh, now, Sammy, now, don't you go teasing that gal.
Oh, well, I'm just so honored. Now, let me see. What instruments do you favor?
Reuben Scott Clay. Sure is a pleasure. Now, let me see if I recall correct. Drums, bass, and alto sax and clarinet. Oh, that's right. Well, it sure is a pleasure. We sure are glad you could come by.
Oh, yes, we are. Oh, Reuben, do you think you could just fix them up over there in the shade? It's a little bit bright out, and they're kind of elderly. I see those folks that I invited from the Arcola trailer park are finally here. Finally, I was getting afraid no white folks are going to show.
There's no quota, Pollyann.
I know. Hello. Hi.
What are they driving?
They're driving a car, Reuben Angel.
Yeah, looks like it was a car at one time.
Oh, Paul, really? Oh, whoops, I made a booby. Wow, Blackberry Pie.
Go on. Oliver, Norbert, Della, Beverly, why not just fix you up on over here in the shade?
Yoo-hoo, hello. So glad you can make it. Cammy, right?
Well, we wouldn't miss an invite here for anything in the world, Mrs. Folsom.
Oh, now, don't call me that now. Call me Polly. Polly the parrot.
This here's my husband, Jay.
Hi.
Shelley, Cassidy, don't you go up tearing this lady's flowers. I'll smack the living shit out at you. Sorry, those are my babies. These are the big ones, Chris and Cody. Chrissy, go get them out that flower bed.
Do I have to?
You heard what your mom said. Go get them.
Whatever.
Polly want a cracker. Hee hee. Polly want a cracker. No, I'm just joking. I'm just so glad you came. Before you got here, it was all black folks. Hee hee. Now, why don't you just come on over here and say hello. Yoo-hoo. These are the Lafferty's from over the trailer park in Arcola.
We just met last week, me and Cammie, at the Better Bean Boutique. You know, that new coffee bar they have at the top of the mall?
Now, they had the best coffee.
Don't they? Jay has to tear me out of that place. He says I'm a coffeeholic. I drink 4 or 5 cups at one time.
Oh, Rolly, you best watch that, or you awaken one fine day and find you an addict, and there isn't all that much you can do about it.
Now, what is he saying? I'm certain I have no idea in particular what he's talking about.
Well, why don't everyone just sit down and take a plate? I'll fix some extra food other than the food that I prepared in order to demonstrate the wonders of Tupperware.
Mm-hmm.
She loved Tupperware. She do. I never seen anything like it.
Mm-mm. Children, stop that wildness now.
Goddamn, if I have to fucking stand up and go over there and whoop your goddamn behind.
Shy!
Whoa. Sorry. Excuse me. We sure are glad to be here.
Well, I'm just so grateful that you can make it.
We love your house. We've been driving by it for years. I always say to Jay, I wonder what that house looks like on the inside.
Well, I'll just have to give you a little old tour later on, then, won't I? Reuben, do you think we should start?
I think everyone who's going to show has shown.
But you know, your daughter and I invited Bunny Peters. And
I don't think they're coming.
Well, no, you're probably right. Well, excuse me. Can I have everyone's attention, please? Thank you. Thank you kindly. I'm nervous.
You're all right.
I wrote myself a little speech. That's what the Tupperware Company advises you to. Well, I guess I'll just read it. Welcome to the first interracial Tupperware party in Loudoun, Fairfax counties in the state of Virginia.
Yes, sir. It's about time. Yeah. Oh,
thank you, Mrs. Lewart. Thank you. In all my years as a citizen of this community, I never questioned the invisible lines of prejudice which separate us all. Oh, having been reared in southern Georgia, I just naturally assumed that things were the way they were and would go on being that way. It wasn't until quite recently. It wasn't until quite recently that my world was turned upside down and my family life was changed for the better. And now I'd like to share.
I'd like to interject something, if I may. I wasn't certain at first if it was appropriate, but, Dara, now I think might be the time for it. Thank you, Norbert. Ara, as my niece Beverly has informed you, I had the privilege of being a jazz musician for these past several decades. Oh, Rolly. And Ara, due to the universality of jazz music, I had the opportunity of mixing with all the persons of various statures, different races, long before this point in racial history. Oh, really? Now, when I was a much younger man in the 1950s, I had the fortune, or misfortune, depending on how you prefer to look at it, of befriending a young white Caucasian lady by the name of Violet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this Violet was what you call a jazz connoisseur,
We spoke the common language of jazz. She wasn't just a jazz fan. Oh, no, she had a pronounced musicality. Yes, she had what we in the jazz profession commonly refer to as a perfectly tuned ear.
Oh, Rolly, she did. Matter of fact, I don't think either of these two gentlemen would find it untoward of me to state that she could have been an accomplished musician in her own right. At one time, I gifted her with a trumpet. I myself favored the bass, but I perceived that the wind instrument was the one on which she was most likely to distinguish herself. Oh, Rolly. Well, you can see by the way that I carry on that I cared very deeply for her. Matter of fact, I was in love with her. But in 1958, there wasn't all that much that a married white lady and a young Negro could do. Except turn their back on it. Which we did. And it cost me something. So I bring this up only to say, Polly, Reuben, let's be out in the open here. I support what you're doing. It may be difficult, but if you care for one another, then you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Hear. I'm so damn sick of this racialist shit, I could kick some ass, you know what I'm saying? I've seen terrible things that turn your stomach. I remember once down in the back of a bar and blew my...
Jay!
Well, sorry. All I'm saying is that I agree, is all.
Well, now we have that heart-to-heart. How about that Tupperware demonstration?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ready? Okay, Reuben, he's got the microwave all wired up so we can just wheel it out here on the lawn. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hee-hee. Now, I have here an extra-large, hermetically sealed Tupperware casserole dish. Inside, I have a Brussels sprout casserole, which I prepared and froze late last year. Seal it. Hard as a nut. All right, now we just pop it in the microwave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ain't that Bunny Peters coming up the driveway?
Oh, it is. My, that old fat gal changed her mind. Oh, here's the Brussels sprout casserole. It's just so fast, these microwaves these days. It's fantastic. Now, presto, pop it open. Now, smell like I just cooked it yesterday.
Amazing. That ain't just amazing, that's a fucking miracle.
Jay!
Hmm?
Jay said it's a miracle.
Yoo-hoo, Polly Parrot, I'm here. There's a little crisis at the Rabbit Lodge. Held me up, I hope it's not too late. No, no, Bunny, you're not. It's never too late.
It's Snapple's turn.
Go, Snapple!
Go!
I just want to say that if she had to die, Bushy would have been glad that it was here by the river. Because Bushy loved it here. She liked to get high and bug out over here. So on the positive side, I just want to say that this was one of her favorite places. She liked it down by the tracks, too, so I guess if she had to die, it could have been down on the tracks, maybe run over by a train, but over here, beat to death by the river is better, because at least we got her body. And she would be glad, too, that we had a wake for her like this.
apple?
There, Terry. Let her finish. Have some respect.
That's why you can't control your girls, DeGenova. You're a pussy.
Terry, you are drunk at Bushy's funeral.
This ain't a funeral, it's a friggin' wake. News people don't know. Me and her was the only Irish left.
Well, I'm friggin' Italian. Can I friggin' talk?
Go ahead, Snapple. Finish what you were saying. Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
I just want to say that I'm going to miss Bushy. Because the first time that I came out on 45th, nobody would say shit to me. Everybody gave me the cold shoulder treatment. You all like, who the fuck is she? You are. You don't have to lie. You can admit it. And I was straight out of Queens. I didn't know from nothing. All right, I'm admitting it. I didn't know from nothing. And then Bushy decided she was going to go to the store. And she goes down the line asking everybody if they want something. Pammy, you want something? Nuts, you want something? Rosie, you want something? And then she goes, how about you, Angela? Because I didn't even have a name yet. And I go, Snapple, iced tea, because I had to say something. And she goes, okay, Snapple. Just like that, like nothing. She gave me my name. And after that, everybody treated me normal. Everybody just acted normal. And I just want to say that Bushy didn't have to do that. She didn't have to. That's all I have to say.
Rosie, you go.
No. I can't.
I got something to say. I gotta say that I known Molly from the schoolyard at PS 51 ever since she was this high. And I've been pimping her since she was 13. And nobody but nobody could take her big loud mouth but me. Nobody knows what shit I put up with from her. She ruined my reputation on the West Side. She come home whacked out of her brain. She goes, Terry, you son of a bitch, Irish asshole. You're drunk again, you weak ass pimp. Oh, fuck. Molly. Little Molly Bright. That lowlife slut. I can't believe they beat her to death. That woman could take anything. Anything. I seen her get beat 3 times in 1 night for mouthing off and walk away laughing. I told her one day that mouth will kill you yet, Bushy. But I didn't believe nothing would ever kill her. She's like this river. It's dirty. It stinks. But it's all you got. You grew up alongside it. She was all I got. I gave her a beating that night, but it wasn't me. I never beat Molly to kill her. I knew just how much she could take. Someone else didn't know. And when I find a bastard, someone's gonna pay. Big someone.
Pisco, you wanna say something?
Yeah, I do. I just wanna say that, Bushy was not a good-looking woman. Matter of fact, she was ugly.
Now, what does that have to do with it?
Just let me finish, Pam. But she was beautiful on the inside. All right? She had a bad mouth. Didn't know and ever raise her to respect herself. But we all know she was all right. We all had laughs with Bush. Every last one of us. Is there anyone here can't say Bushy didn't make them laugh one time or another? Is there? That's all I have to say.
Oh, here comes the cake man. He looks like he wants to say something. Hey, Jippy.
They give me the cake. What's a whole big cake? The Italian, he give me the cake. The restaurant says, here, you want something to eat? I said, wait. I said, yeah, I wait. He give me the cake. It was a whole big cake. It was a huge cake. They give me the cake.
Oh, freaking shut up, Jippy. We've been hearing that story 3,000 times. He don't even know she's dead. He's not even mentally aware.
Go Come on, my man. Come over here this way. You gotta tell us later. Then give me the cake. The whole get you. You gotta tell us later about the cake. The people upset. Bushy dead. The cake. Oh yeah. Go sit down over here, Jippy. Snapple, just leave her be.
Well, I guess that's it. Should we throw her in the river or should I call the EMS? Lisa, Lisa?
Let me up here, thank you very much. Keep the change. There, it's magenta wash. Am I too late? Is it Bushy's wake?
Yeah.
You bitch! What are you doing back here? Ain't you married and born again with a couple of mutts?
Hi, Terry. I was, but I left my husband because he beat me and I decided I don't put up with that no more. Is that Bushy?
Yeah, that's Bushy. You never gave a fuck for her when she was alive and now you're coming, it's too late.
You drunk, Terry, like you always was. Could someone please tell me, is this a funeral or a wake?
It's a wake because she's from Irish, you know. She was Irish.
Well, if this is a wake, then let's get this sheet off of her.
What are you doing?
Get off of me, Terry. You're Irish. Why don't you tell these people what Irish do when someone dies? My husband would not let me do Santa Rea for my own abuela when she passed, and I would never forgive myself for that. But this is an Irish person, people. When her grandmother died, those people danced with her. That's what the Irish people do with their dead people. They make hooli with them. And I'm going to be Irish today. I don't care if I'm Puerto Rican. I'm going to make hooli with Molly Pamela Bright. Come on, homegirl. Dance with me one last time. Dance with me. Jump on the dance slide. Do the funky glide. Jump on the dance slide. Do the funky glide. Dance with me. Jump on the dance slide. Do the funky glide.
Dios mio. Jesus Christ.
Bush is back, people! Bush is back!
Bushy, you've been dead for a motherfucking week!
I wasn't dead, people! I was sleeping with the fishes! And these weren't no cute-ass goldfishes, neither! These were big, hairy-ass Hudson River fishes, like Charlie the Tuna or some shit. I don't know. Shit. I was sleeping and chilling with the fishes. And then they go, Bushy, you gotta get out of here and go back to Hell's Kitchen. People need you. I go, me? I ain't nothing but a loudmouth crackhead whore. A pain in everybody's ass. That's how I got beat to death. They go, that's why they need you, Molly, to tell everyone what's so fucked up about the world. I go, why should I? One is there for me. They go, your true love, Magenta Rush. I go, listen, you faggot-ass fishes. I ain't no homo. They go, yes, you is, Bushy. You're the biggest dyke that ever lived. So get used to it. This is the 90s. Now get the hell out of here. And then I throw up, and here I am. It's a fucking miracle. I swear to God, so help me, I slept with the fishes. Quit talking your shit, Bushy.
Terry, you stupid-ass, weak-ass pimp.
Bushy, I love you. Gentle wash. Dance with me, Bushy. Jump on the jam slide, do the funky glide, jump. On the jam slide, do the funky glide. Jump on the jam slide, do the funky glide. Jump on the jam slide, do the funky glide.